truly, if 51% of the Iranian people do not listen to Restart and do not become Restartees, what will happen? Truly, is there a war on the way? Truly, is the massacre of Iranians near? Truly, is that earthquake they said was coming to Tehran the same massacre that will unfold in Tehran? Truly, who was Moshtagh Alisha Kermani? And truly, why were the women and children of Kerman raped? And why did such a massive slaughter occur? Truly, if the people of Iran do not listen to Restart and do not become Restartees, what will happen? I was an individual apart from the whole world so that we could establish reason, heart, and foundation, first become masters, become like the Simurgh, open our wings, go to the city of lovers, unite our hearts, kick out the winter, bring the spring to life, become immersed in work, become companions to each other, go to its downfall and get sick. For the sake of arriving, it must be the same. The banquet of life, although we fight, we are companions on the path. We are at the end of the spectrum. The banquet of life, although we fight. Welcome to Restart 64. Dear listener, this is Radio Pastu and the life-threatening program Restart. Anyway, some stories have been completely erased throughout history. Governments and the clergy of religions have tried for several thousand years to change history in such a way that people would not understand the secrets hidden within it. Meaning, they put all their effort into this matter, and for this reason, throughout the history books written by governments and the clergy of religions, there are gaps, holes, and voids that have never been filled, and there are reasons why people fundamentally never understood why, for example, such an event happens at that point in history and a group of people are killed, massacred, or why governments keep changing. For this very reason, from the first day, I announce to you gentlemen, open up the soul of the history books. Now someone can say something in Los Angeles and someone else can say something in Iran. Open all the history books, because governments wrote them with their own money, just like how history is being written right now. A false history that will be exposed later. Now, the main reason for this is that you read neither Saadi, nor Hafez, nor Jami, nor Araki. Go back 40 years, go back 60 years. People are always after making some money to eat and cooking and simple tasks like that which are being done. Who are the ones in conflict with Sufism? The authentic committed clergy, we will see, the authentic ones and the governments. They have always tried to kill the people of Tasawwuf so the secrets would not be revealed. And for this reason, sometimes the people also helped them. That day became the day of the people's massacre. To understand what happened in Kerman, it's very simple. And as I was saying last week, I first explained, what does Sufi mean? Some people are genuinely surprised. The listener says, sir, a completely kind human, so beautiful, and not much more than 15 or 16, the way Hosseini put it. Sufi is not correct at all. It has nothing to do with the population of the earth, whether it's 7.4 or 7.5 billion right now. It has to do with the paths they have taken. It has to do with the 18,000 worlds that a person gains the ability to access. One of them, for instance, could be the acceleration of gravity. Over all these beings, the Sufi exists. I'm giving an example like the acceleration of gravity, or for instance, the acceleration of repulsion in a human. A perfect human who we name the sun, then we call it gravity, and it comes out as a long Sufism. They say the gravitational acceleration of planet Earth, for example. If there is one Sufi, all the beings of the universe are connected to him. This is a force that has been institutionalized in the world by the perfect human. Now, if one day the acceleration of gravity is cut off for 1 second, everything, in three complete individuals, this perfection goes all the way to the kitchen, the house, the child, the wife, everything goes up in the air. This has nothing to do with it. Everyone says the logical thing is that the acceleration of gravity was cut off. a planet comes and hits, for example, the Earth. It's a global event. Some events in history have been like this, but why don't you remember? You don't know, because sometimes this massacre went to China and you didn't know the Sufis and Tasawwuf there, or it went to, say, the middle of Europe where the killings and wars started, like the Crusades. Why? Because you don't know the subject matter there. Now, someone has to show up and make a restart for Germany, France, and Italy and broadcast it to them so they understand why the women, children, or a certain group in their country were killed. But you got lucky because the perfect human is Iranian. You were lucky to understand this matter here. Those Sufis basically came to kiss the feet of every human being. Meaning, if you and I become kings, every Sufi would love to come and arrange your shoes. That's how humble a Sufi's personality is. Every single one of these Sufis is like that. You can joke about this, that the lion on the lion and sun flag of the people of Tasawwuf looks like a person with a bit of a face, eyes, and eyebrows. It looks like a bearded, mustached man, powerful and robust, holding a sword to defend the perfect human. You can't joke with these people. And every time history joked with them, everything went up in the air. Sultan Muhammad Khwarazm Shah, for example. But you don't know the very simple questions. Sir, why did this Rumi leave the country of Iran with his father? Why did he go to Konya? The history of the world has written it. Why did he go to Konya? No one can answer that anymore. Why did Muhammad ibn Abdullah go to Mecca? Nobody knows the answer. Why was Amina, Muhammad's mother, in Mecca? Where were her children? Why is his name Eliyahib Emrane? Translator's note, this name is not standard or recognizable. Nobody gives an answer. The name Ali was first put on a child. His name became Ali, and in Arabic it's like Abraham, which is a title for Zoroaster. What else is a question? Nobody knows the answer. To get to Moshtag Ali Shah Kermani and see what the whole story was, I have to get past a few simple things and explain them. One of these figures, Mr. Khwarazm Shah, one of the last kings of that era, had a mother named Khatun. This Khatun was with everyone. She had started group sex, debauchery, theft, and every single thing you can imagine this person did. Whatever you can think of this person did, she got stuck in one place. Where did she get stuck? When Majd al-Din Baghdadi, who was one of the handsome Sufis, the mother fixated on him, Khwarazm Shah is related to one of the great Sufis of that era. This is what I want to explain so you know what it means. She made a verbal joke, and because she liked his looks and was free of everything, Muhammad Khwarazm Shah was drunk. They informed him, "Sir, your mother is at such and such place in the tasawwuf class of that person you say is a good man. She is there and is his temporary wife." He was drunk. See, he was drunk. Khwarazm Shah was drunk. He sent someone, they arrested that man, Majd al-Din Baghdadi, threw him in the Tigris River and killed him. Morning came. They were also verbally related. They announced to Sultan Muhammad Khwarazm Shah, "Sir, he has a tasawwuf council that doesn't happen every year. This council happens by chance, meaning there's a time when the perfect human allows these few Sufis to sit together. You think of the acceleration of gravity, international forces, global coordinates, the beginning of the Big Bang, these guys sitting down. It's very difficult to put the Sun next to Venus and Pluto and have them sit together. What kind of force field is needed for them to sit together? A council comes into being next to each other. That is very strange." They reported, "Sir, the council has occurred." He asked, "What happened in the council?" They said, "In the council, it was announced that the reign of Khwarazm Shah is over, and in retaliation for the blood of Majd al-Din Baghdadi, Khwarazm Shah's head must be struck off," meaning by the Sufis. "You made a prayer there that you were tired, it existed, it's over. I'm not saying it, and history won't tell you either. I'm going to Mr. Jami's Nafahat al-Uns." Jami says this sentence. Jami says, "Listener." So, who tells this history? Sadi, Rumi, and Attar say it. Jami says the real history is hidden in their books in the form of poetry that has been told, like Rostam Farrokhzad. Who said it? Ferdowsi said it. Ferdowsi said, "Rostam Farrokhzad announced that soon the father of the establishment will go up in the air." Why? Because they insulted the Sufis. Ferdowsi says this is the real history. Jami says the same thing happened. The next afternoon, with a large golden basin, this same Mr. Khwarazmshah went and fell at the feet of the Sufis. At that time, his name was Najm al-Din Kubra. He cried, "Sir, I screwed up. I swear to God I was drunk." I'm saying these things so that you know right now that it is probable this will happen to the Islamic Republic. If they recognize the Sufis, they might end up saying, we screwed up. This basin of gold, Jami and the mystics say this. When I say Jami, I mean the authority of the greats, Jami, Rumi, and Attar. We don't have the whole of history anymore. Be mindful in the face of these majesties. He says he put the basin of gold on his right, placed the royal sword on the ground, and turned and said, "We are finished." Sheikh Najm al-Din said, I'm reading this sentence, "If blood money is required, here is gold. And if you seek retribution, here is the sword." And the head of the Sultan of that era went and sat before one of the Sufis, fell at his feet and said, "If you want this man, take the sword and strike my neck. Take the money, or if you don't want it, strike my neck." The Sheikh said, "Both your head will go and your kingdom will go, and after you, we too will give our heads." Right? Rumi has a line of poetry, "The saints." Awliya means Mahdi, Hadi, Wali, but Awliya also means the memorial of the saints. This very Nafahat al-Uns is a book of stories like Tadkare al-Uliya. Atar's Tazkirat al-Awliya means a reminder, so you know the stories of the saints, meaning the Walis, the Mahdis, the Christs, the Moseses. These are their stories for you to know. He says, Awliya have power from God. They can turn back a shot arrow from its path. They even have the power to return an arrow that has been fired, to which the people of Tasawwuf add only one condition, that the arrow has not yet hit its target. The council is very important. Is there now a council in Iran, a council in Germany for the country of Iran, a council in Japan, a council of Tasawwuf formed from the country of Iran? Has the arrow flown from the bow? These are very important questions from that time. If you always do your homework, you'll understand what is happening in history now. And after them, this same Najm al-Din Kubra in hand-to-hand combat. Their stories end, their lineage becomes extinct, the country's structure falls apart, everything falls apart, and Najm al-Din Kubra himself is killed in one-on-one combat. This is why Rumi's father had left the city of Iran. He went to Attar's book, gave counsel to Rumi, and they left. These were the reasons for their departure, meaning the oppression and tyranny that started with the mother of this very Haji Aga, just like now when, for example, a judge does something, rape, and everyone stays silent. Let's move on from this. Shah Sultan Hussein Safavi, the last king of the Safavid dynasty, was 70 years old. The same thing happened again, meaning this man, although he tried his hardest not to attack Tasawwuf too much, he was severely opposed. A lover of mullahs, a severe lover of mausoleums, the same thing Muhammad is, a lover of mullahs, a lover of mausoleums, a lover of these things. Mahdi, Mahdi, come. They're all like this. Hussein is like this. History is what is happening right now. Understand it if you haven't understood it until now. This very Shah Sultan Hussein Safavi also went up in the air this way. He was 70 years old. He did the same things. He valued the mullahs, gave them power. The same events that have happened throughout history are what you need to know, so you know where in history it will happen. Mullah games, throwing the Basiji kid into Hussein, 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 starting a procession, screaming, screaming, screaming. Tasawwuf said, "Sir, what are you talking about?" Ajalallah ta'ali farajah sharif, may God hasten his noble reappearance, means the perfect human must come now, come to cut your throat. They didn't listen and they killed someone. One of the Sufis was killed. Shah Sultan Hussein didn't kill him by accident. You'll laugh when I tell you. In the middle of winter, the mullahs stormed the house of the sheriff and others, and he sent this Sufi with his two children and one soldier to be taken away, but not killed. As they were leaving in the middle of the road, the Sufi's child died from the severe cold. The soldier, or that person, or the connection, came back and said, "Your Excellency, he also cursed you that you're all finished." It wasn't more than a few days before the 19-year-old Mahmud the Afghan entered Iran. he captured Shah Sultan Hussein Safavi, took his whole country. All the Safavid nobles, the Safavid dynasty, his country. The last kingdom is tough. This history is that of this same Shah Sultan Hussein who was pro-Mullah. The rest of them weren't. They didn't kill mullahs, but they didn't let them come to power. He captures Sultan Hussein. They give him his daughter too. He kisses him, kisses Mahmud the Afghan's eyes, and says, "It is our destiny that the government be in your hands." Mahmud the Afghan smiles, takes his daughter, takes the hands of the governor's daughters, a 19-year-old kid, and all the Iranians, the nobles of that time, the ministers, fall at Mahmud the Afghan's feet, kiss. As he does this, the executioners behind the curtain pour out and one by one pull out their intestines. This is a true story. But let's move toward Moshtagh Ali. There is a saying that God does not send down a calamity unless he sends a prophet there before it. Unfortunately, the people of the world think prophet means only that same John the Baptist and that same Moses. What was John the Baptist's role anyway that you now understand he was a prophet? How did you now understand Zechariah was a prophet? Was my prophet Yazid? How did your prophet come about? Divide the 124,000 prophets over these 100-some-odd thousand years and you'll understand the story. A strange thing happens. The perfect human of that era is not in Iran. He is in another country. Iran has become a land of competing warlord, Mulk al-Tawaifi. The story of Kerman must begin here for the women and children. There is oppression and tyranny. Their money is stolen. The miserable peasants suffer. The country is fragmented. I don't know, the Afsharids on one side. On this side, Karim Khan Zand has the government. Kurdistan is in the hands of, with Loristan in the hands of someone else. Khorasan is in the hands of another. All these beings and these people, as I was saying, are in another place. The perfect human of that era is in another city, another country. Very interesting. He has 16 Sufis, just so you know. You need to know these things. He sends 6 of these Sufis towards Iran. He sends 6 of the greatest figures in world history towards Iran. Look at what history he is sending. It's the era of Karim Khan Zand. Meaning, for 8 countries, 1 Sufi is enough. He sends 6 of them to one place inside Iran. He sends Faiz Ali Shah to Isfahan, Hossein Ali Isfahani to Khorasan and Kabul. So that's 2 Sufis. He sends Abbas Ali Sirjani to Kurdistan. That makes 3 Sufis. And Iran is now split into 4 or 5 countries. Iran is 4 or 5 countries. This one has the Afsharids. On the other side, Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar is getting strong. He sends Moshtagh Ali Shah, the great prophet, to Kerman. So what happened? He has now sent 4 prophets. One he sent to Isfahan, one he sent to Khorasan and Kabul, this one he sent to Kurdistan, one he sent to Azerbaijan, one of the Sufis he sent to Azerbaijan. And where does he send Moshtagh Ali Shah? He sends him to Kerman. Another one of his Sufis named Nur Ali Shah, at that time when the perfect human is from another country, pay attention, he sends this one for Iran and Iraq. It's very interesting, meaning the task was determined beforehand what Iran and Iraq would become, meaning an Iran that is divided into 4 parts. He also commissions one person for the tasawuf of all of Iran and all of Iraq. Moshtagh al-Shah Kermani enters Kerman along with Nur al-Shah. What are the conditions in Kerman? I want to reveal 2 documents here for you to know. I don't know how many days this will take. Why will it take 2 programs? I will finish Moshtagh Ali Shah of Kerman in this very program. To get to the heart of the matter, I once said, who is Rumi? A prophet. Who is Attar? A prophet. Who is Sadi? A prophet. Who says this? All the mystics say it. The poems of Bihar say it. Anyone who denies that Sadi is a prophet is Satan. It doesn't say his murder is obligatory. It says this person will be in hell for 50 billion years. Satanic means this person is Iblis. It means this is the filthiest person in the history of the universe. Rumi says it, Sadi says it, Hafez says it. They all refer to the past, and some others refer to the past as well. They say if anyone thinks Rumi is not a prophet, they are completely up in the air. Moshtagh Ali Shah Kermani and Nur Ali Shah begin their journey together. They knew upon entering Kerman. What's happening in Kerman? People are after TV series and movies and such. The peasants have been violated, their money stolen, their lives stolen. Oppression and tyranny are abundant. That region is ruled by warlords, meaning everyone has appointed his relative. You be the Alam al-Hoda of Khorasan. You be so-and-so of such-and-such city. You be the Friday prayer leader of Tehran, for example. These people absolutely started plundering everywhere. You go to Sanandaj, you killed Kurds, you killed Lurs, you killed in the city too. It doesn't matter if they're Kurd or Lur. Kill, kill, screw their fathers over, rule, take your money and give half of it for prayers. They were like this. This was their policy. What did he do? I want to tell the dear Basijis who are listening to this program so they know what will happen if 51% is not reached and they don't become restartees. Dear listener, the well of Jamkaran is not a new thing. Honey, the well of Jamkaran is not new. Honey, they built a well of Jamkaran in Kerman. Look at what era I'm talking about. We felt it was now, but he said they made the well of the Lord of the Age, Sahib al-Zaman, in Kerman. People give this goat, they write letters and throw them in the well. You must think about these documents to see that it doesn't have to be Jamie who says governments change histories. Later, someone else will appear and say, Sir Jamie said it, and everything will be resolved again. You are reading about the people of Kerman. See, my fellow countryman has built a well of Jamkaran. People go to the well, they tie, candles to the Imamzades and then go to the well of Jamkaran. Oh, Lord of the Age, the mosques are full of Lord of the Ageism. Mosques, Arba'een. Then, when they go into seclusion, they do that other thing. My fellow countrymen, you want to understand why the mothers and whores of the people in Kerman and the slaughter and the children all went up in the air? Understand your country now and know why Restart is being broadcast. Then you can connect everything. They send Moshtar Alisha Kermani, he enters Kerman. They send a prophet to a people to save this people. Restart is being broadcast in Kerman. Moshtar Alisha Kermani is one of the greatest geniuses of music. This itself shows that Tasawwuf loves music and that music is not forbidden in Tasawwuf, whether it's the voice of a woman, the voice of a man, the voice of a gay man, or the voice of a lesbian. This is very important evidence. Dear listener, Moshtar Alisha Kermani transforms the three-stringed setar into a four-stringed one. They call it the Moshtar string. Just go to these musicians. Go to those who play the setar. Go and see, they'll say, Sir, there's a string on the setar. They call it the Moshtar string. Look at the name. After several centuries, the name Moshtar string still remains. He played the four-stringed instrument. Wherever he played, people would become mesmerized. It gets to a point where Moshtag enters this city. Karim Khan Zan, for example, invites him 30 times. Once they take him by force, another time he goes reluctantly and gets sick. He says, Sir, we do not play for kings. What should we do? This man gradually becomes known in the city. Slowly, slowly, slowly the people of Kerman say, Victory! He was a prophet, sir, we didn't know. So in every era there is a living saint. O Imam of the Age, Mahdi, Hadi, Christ, Messiah is also present now. Slowly the news is spreading in Kerman. The mullahs find out. They say, Sir, the situation is dire. I wanted to read his sentences for you, but it's very difficult to find. As I was saying, their famous sentence is this. One of the mullahs goes to, as I said, Karim Khan and says, Sir, you pardon the clergy. Since Restart has been broadcasting here, the entire clergy has gone up in the air. Everything we built has gone up in the air. People don't listen to Sharia or our words at all. They don't listen to the mullahs. Since Restart has been broadcast by my dear Moshtar, it has not been annihilated, it has been annihilated. This is the sentence. What does it mean? It means executed. The clergy has been executed, not annihilated. He does a few very bad things. Moshtar, these are very important points. Look, these are things you must know. When they say Shia, Tasawwuf, all these mullahs accept this Sayyid Haidar Amuli. Henry Corbin, Corbyn, some call him Henry Corbyn. Yeah, that Henry Corbyn. Sayyid Haider Amuli himself, a book by Sayyid Haider Amuli has also been written. Tasawwuf means Shia, meaning Sayyid Haider Amuli said that anyone who does not respect Tasawwuf, his sperm, check this Sayyid Haider Amuli source precisely. He said Tasawwuf means Shia and declares that those who believed in Christ during Christ's era were the Shia of Christ. When Christ left, anyone who believed in Christ was no longer the Shia of Christ. Those who believed in Peter were the Shia of Peter, meaning they were Christian Shia. Shia means Tasawwuf. Pay attention. This is a very important point. The governmental clergy begins its work. The Imam of the age is being questioned, and many other things create a severe conflict. Two other things happened that were very bad. One is that Mirza Muhammad Taqi, a very powerful and influential cleric of the government, for example, this Makarem Shirazi, imagine this man's job from morning till night is to curse Tasawwuf. Muhammad Taqi, Mirza Muhammad Taqi, is cursing Tasawwuf from morning till night. He doesn't give a sermon without spending half an hour on Tasawwuf Sufi. Yes, the world has always been like this. One day this man, there was a morning ceremony in Mahani Ali in Kerman. I don't know where that is. Do you know? In a house there, he had set up a morning ceremony, laid out a spread. The elders were also invited. One of them was this same Mr. Muhammad Taqi, the influential cleric of the government of that era. At this Sofreh, Mushtaq Alisha Kermani also brings himself and comes and sits at the table because he was the greatest cleric of that time, after all. He was on the level of Rumi, that's how much knowledge he had, his knowledge. When this Mirza Muhammad Taqi sits at the table until he eats, the others don't eat because he has to say the prayer, make the announcement, go ahead, Bismillah, as they say. He doesn't say it. He sits, he waits, he sees, Your Excellency, he's not saying the prayer. He says, no, there is an unwelcomed person at this table. As long as a Sufi is sitting at this table is impure, the food is impure, the hereafter is impure. Mushtaq Alisha gets up from his spot and says, if this is the table of Murtaza Ali, as you yourself say, it should be dervish-like. Whoever comes through the door, give him bread. We did not ask about his faith. He who is worthy of a soul is worthy of bread, but so that your table becomes permissible and you can eat your food, we who are impure will leave. He leaves. A tremor runs through Mirza Muhammad Taqi's body. History, meaning Sadi, Rumi, Attar, the mystics, and Malik Oshuara Bahar, they say this. Not the history that is now being peddled by Los Angeles Susie or is being written by the government or political parties. A tremor goes through Muhammad Taqi. He runs after him, catches him at the corner of an alley. He says, Sir! I didn't say it because the people are sensitive about these things. And he says, It's okay, you can go back. He says, I implore you. Was your heart broken? I didn't want to break your heart, but was it broken? And then he says, It doesn't matter what happened. I'll sacrifice myself for you. Let's go eat. No matter what he does, he won't. He doesn't return. From that day on, Mirza Muhammad Taqi goes up in the air, meaning the son of Mushtaq Alisha Kermani comes, and this man, of course, he wasn't at Rumi's level. His knowledge was at Rumi's level, not his Sufism, but he gives this man a shake. This man then starts secretly going to houses and listening. The city finds out. This history, this is written history. Thousands of letters are sent by women, listen, listener. Thousands of letters are thrown by women into the well of the Imam of the age of that time, saying, O Imam of the age, return our Mirza Muhammad Taqi to us. He has become an infidel. They hold mourning ceremonies. They read the Joshan Kabir. They read the Joshan Sagir. The scholars come and the clergy comes and the ministers, the intelligence service comes. Sir, they've gone after someone who has been twisted, whom the rulers can't say anything about. Everyone accepts him. The commander-in-chief of the army accepts him. The commander-in-chief of the religious military accepts him. He's been twisted. He's up in the air. The things he shouldn't have done, he has done. He's been shaken. His famous poem says, O Sheikh, from the surface, they have tightened the reality of the universe, and we are the essence. You still haven't recognized us. In the Kaaba, it is us, meaning the line of poetry that Nur Alisha had also recited there, meaning he's saying, everything in the universe is in our hands. You've been wasting your time. You've messed everything up. The greatest mullah of that era falls apart. To understand, the religious militarizes and the mosques start attacking the system. And it's very strange that they say it in Kerman itself. They say that later they came and said, sir, I don't know, you should bring him back. And he would always say, Mirza Manteki collapses. I don't know now that, sir, come back, scholars. They said, come back, and that Mirza Manteki would say, you people, that man is dead. Find another Mirza Manteki. He himself, Mirza Muhammad Taki, would say, Manteki means Muhammad Taki. That one is dead, buddy. The same thing Rumi says. The old Rumi died. A new Rumi exists whose time has come because it has many subjects. Moshtag Alisha. And it can't be explained simply. So which era is the era of the Kerman massacre? This very era now. Who is responsible for the Kerman massacre? It's in this period right now. A prophet has been sent. Now too, the perfect human is Iranian. Tough luck, Japan, Italy. Let them be killed or not killed. That's their own punishment. Exactly who was the government and the Revolutionary Guard and them during the Kerman period. This very period now, the Jamkaran Mosque. During the Kerman era, we had the Imam of the Time Mosque.
People went like goats. They sent letters. It was a time of warlords then, and it's a time of warlords now. Everyone in Khorasan says music is forbidden or permissible, who should come and who should go. Meaning they've created a kind of government where the regimes can't be changed. Yeah, they were smart back then too. They had done the same thing. Where are the people? They've set up a morning meal. They've set up a Lady Sakina meal. In this turmoil, this chaos, in that era, the perfect human sends a man, a prophet, a great Sufi from another country to Kerman to save the people of Kerman. But the people of Kerman were still interested in their television series. They were still smiling at the government's betrayal of Tasawwuf. The people of Kerman had sunk into a very beautiful silence. It was as if calamity was hanging over their heads, but they were only looking at their own feet. They did not know that in the very near future, an event would happen that has happened throughout history. They had forgotten why Mahmud the Afghan had entered Iran. They had forgotten what the reason for the Mongol invasion was. The following year, an event happens in the world that the world still recognizes, the bizarre and strange massacre of children, of women, the gouging out of tens or hundreds or thousands of eyes, an act that had never happened before. My fellow countrymen, now is that same era. Either we will reach 51%, and instead of defending the government and making a fuss, we will sit behind restart, or we are waiting. I am waiting. He is waiting. The Tehran earthquake is near. Farewell.